The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome to our show. This is the edition of North State Now here with Linda Bott. Good evening. I hope everybody's well. I'm very excited about this show tonight. First of all, I want to say thank you to my sponsor, Shasta Meadows Wellness. This is where I kind of go get IV therapy. If any of you have ever thought about, like, if you've had chronic fatigue or you've had a series of illnesses or anything like that, I'm not saying that I have, but I do believe in infusion therapy in order to help with B12, as they say. The oranges that we buy in the store today, you can buy one and or seven equate to what one would have been 10 years ago. So think about that when you're eating and your supplemental kinds of things. So I do use Shasta Meadows Wellness, and I appreciate them sponsoring the show tonight. And with me, I've got two really special guests. But first, I'm going to start off with this segment with Sichelle Mitchell, who's been crowned the 2025 Miss Reading Rodeo. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
You know, you are very infectious. Okay, for our listeners, we need to know all about you. You're 22 years old. Let's hear a little bit about your history, how you got involved with rodeo, and what that means for you.
Yeah, so basically kind of I started the rodeo journey about 3 years ago, which is very surprising. But my horse journey kind of started when I was a little kid a little bit. My grandmother owned a ranch in Bella Vista. And just, you know, my mom was a single mom. You know, she had to work and go and do all those things. So she would drop me off at my grandmother's house with the ranches. And I kind of stuck to this one paint horse named Shiloh. He was our stallion. And I loved him indefinitely. And when I was about probably 14, 15, I kind of lost the ranch a little bit. And so I had this whole time and moment to kind of, you know, find myself what I wanted to do. And when I was 19, 20, I finally got back into horses and riding and everything. And then a year after that, I said, I'm going to run for a rodeo queen title. Why not?
Do you have friends that are in the rodeo world doing pageantry?
No. Surprisingly, I haven't met anyone, not yet, but when I first started, I didn't have anyone to really kind of guide me until I ran for my first title, and then, you know, it opened up a wonder full of doors that just are absolutely amazing.
So I want for our listeners to try to understand that there's Miss County, which is a beauty pageant, and then there used to be, because I remember all these things too, and they used to have Miss America that was judged a lot on talent, and then the other pageants were more like beauty pageants. But Miss Reading Rodeo, you have to have a lot of ingredients. One of poise, you have to be interviewed, but the big thing is that you have to have horsemanship.
Mm-hmm. So running for my first queen title, running for the first time for Reading Rodeo, I kind of had a horse that didn't really, you know anything, which that's totally fine. You don't have to have a reining horse or any other type of horse to go ahead and run for a title. You just have to have a horse that, you know, not afraid of parades or anything like that. But yeah, and horsemanship definitely goes a lot into it. I mean, this year definitely my horsemanship skills were put to the test. 1 week before the competition, Honey stepped through a fence and sliced her foot, so she was unable to use during the competition. So I was able to jump ride a horse for 3 days before this competition.
Now, that's a term we don't really know very much unless you're a horse person. Jump ride.
Mm-hmm. So jump riding is kind of like, oh, here, let me...
A taxi.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, kind of like a taxi. I like that.
All right. So then you've got this taxi horse that really brought you through, but mm-hmm. you had to have the skills.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, the horse that I did use was a very well-trained horse, but also, you know, you have to have that horsemanship in order to ride him.
So let's hear about how they break it down when you become Miss Reading Rodeo, or you're qualifying to become Miss Reading Rodeo. What are the qualifications and the percentage of, you know, poise and interviews and And what else?
Yeah, so for Miss Reading Rodeo, I represent the PRCA, which is the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, as well as the Reading Rodeo Association. And during my reign, or, you know, during that competition, I had to have poise, personality, I had to do horsemanship, I had to do speeches, interviews, personal interviews, and horsemanship interviews.
Horsemanship interviews.
Yes.
Does that mean that they're going to, do they throw you questions that are, that would be, like the health of a horse, or would they, tell me, like a question.
Yeah, so like, they, what is colic? That's kind of like the questions that you have. What is colic? What is a bridle? What is a headstall? What is a cinch? What are, you know, basic horsemanship questions that, you know, as a member of, you know, running for a title or anything, that you should be able to know.
So when you go into Miss California, and our Miss California is going into the Miss America, what is it called? Miss Rodeo America.
Mm-hmm.
She will be on a horse, and this is happening at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas in December. There would be a horse that she's never been on.
Yeah. So
jump riding.
Yeah. So from what I hear is that they draw horses. They get 5 or 10 minute warm up times, I think.
Yeah.
And then you're going.
So you got to communicate right away with that, with
mm-hmm.
that animal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
And our 2024 Miss Belinda Brookins, our 2024 Miss Reading Rodeo, is actually running for Miss Rodeo California. So I just wanted to shout her out and say, hey.
Yeah, that's true. I've met her before, and we're going to have her on as well. And she's a kick. Well, what I want to also get to is not only just your skills. We're so happy, and congratulations, by the way, is that you also work for something close to our hearts along with, and that is for the city of Reading. You are employed as an with animal regulation.
Yes, yes, I am.
So what? Tell us about what a day in the life of being in, is it called animal control?
It's, I think, well, on the side of my van, it says animal regulation, but we all are animal control officers for the city. And one day it can be, you know, slow as a rock, or any other day it can be, hey, you have 12 calls that you have to get to, or, you know, I think the longest that I've had is about 30 calls by myself on a Monday. So, yeah, animal control, I absolutely love that job. It's definitely opened up my eyes a lot, and, you know, seen what, unfortunately, people can do to animals, but also, you know, people who actually take care of their animals and, you know.
Right. I know in the morning when we went through our heat wave here, well, we've had several. Some might consider this still a heat wave, that we say on our morning show that, you know, remember in your car, what's the rule of thumb? Is it 20 degrees hotter in your car?
It's about 30 degrees hotter.
30 degrees hotter in your car. So if it's 90 degrees out, which you think is a snap, it's really your dog could die.
Yeah.
Or anything animal.
As I was training, we had a couple calls like that, and unfortunately, you know, the dog didn't make it, and it was kind of an eye-opener for me, because dogs in vehicles, if you're going to the store, just please leave your dog at home.
Right. I know that the one time when we were having a big heat wave in Reading, I remember animal control would go up and down like a Target or a Walmart and see if there are animals, and they were just going to break the windshield. They're going to break the windows open. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have more after we get back from this break from Sechelle Mitchell, who is our reigning, a beautiful 22-year-old resident who was crowned Miss Reading Rodeo. She's so excited about it, and I am too. Such a wonderful addition to our rodeo and to all the pageantry and everything that goes on. When we come back, let's talk about what you do in the day in the life of when you go on tour, when you have to visit, what it's like to be in the Cottonwood. Because, you see the queens come out, but, you know, what's that like with the camaraderie? Where do you store your horses and how you trailer them and all that other stuff? And coming up in the last half hour here on North State Now, with yours truly, Linda Bott, we are going to be talking about the Reading Fashion Alliance, which is happening November 9th, a wonderful 17 local designers that are going to be showing their wares. Each designer is showing 3 pieces. We are here with Abby, who is heading the whole thing up, along with Jan Kearns, who's one of those designers. And we want to make sure that you buy tickets and you support this upcoming event any way that you can, because there's wonderful programs here. And we love to see what's happening on the art scene, within the art scene and the fashion scene here in the North State. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott with North State Now. Stay tuned.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Friday as we welcome Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's scheduled for tomorrow, but with the election coming up, yeah, we're still pretty sure he's going to be here. Let's find out what he thinks of the election. What about Trump's chance or Harris' chance on Tuesday? All of this Friday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to our next segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Guess what you're going to be doing tonight, trick-or-treating. That's right. And I'm happy to be here, Linda Bott, with this program, North State Now. I've got a great lineup with me at this particular moment. It's Sichelle Mitchell, crowned 2025 Miss Reading Rodeo. And it is the 77th rodeo this coming May, and tickets are on sale now. So I want to make sure that you guys, a lot of people are last minute and then they complain about the seats they get. Well, guess what? Now's the time. if you wanted to get a Christmas present for somebody, that would be rodeo tickets, really good ones. So they go on sale. They're on sale now. And the rodeo runs May 14th through May 17th. And you're going to see our very own Sichelle Mitchell in the arena. So welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So great. At the break, of course, we're talking about, you know, animal control, which is something you do 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. You said you have four tens.
Yep.
Right. And let's go more into what it is to have been crowned and some of the what you're going to be doing when you visit Cottonwood and Red Bluff and you go to these visiting rodeos. How many here's three questions coming out of my mouth at once. Do they give you this agenda up front, like, you know, in April, May, June, what all these other months that you're going to be out doing these other rodeos?
So I haven't signed my contract just yet, but I'm assuming that's what happens for now. There are some rodeos I would absolutely love to go to that are kind of out of California, like Pendleton, Oregon. Mm. I've always wanted to go there. The Reno Rodeo as well. I've always wanted to go there. So kind of what takes into being a rodeo queen is this is my third time running. You know, third time's the charm.
Oh, yes. Good for you.
Thank you. I'm so very excited. But for Cottonwood and all of those events, kind of what takes place is I go ahead and sign up on a visiting royalty form. I say, hi, you know, my name's Sichelle Mitchell. I'm the 2025 Miss Reading Rodeo. I'm 20, you know, give the announcer my little card that says, hey, next week's rodeo,
right.
May 14th through the 17th, 2025. And, yeah, I do my queen run. And kind of what I personally like to do is I just like to go ahead, go back, go make sure my horse is okay after that run, and then I come back and ask the committee if anyone would like any help with anything, or, you know, if anyone needs any help with mutton busting or pushing cows or anything like that, because for Cottonwood, right after Cottonwood is the Reading Rodeo, so then I like to be a little bit prepared before our rodeo happens.
Yeah, and it's all about you taking pictures and signing autographs and being a face for what it is to be a horsewoman and be crowned in the Reading Rodeo. I love to go to Red Bluff and see and Reading Rodeo as well, and I love the parade.
I love the parade, too. It is absolutely unforgettable. I love it just because, you know, Red Bluff, I know a couple people in Red Bluff who do go to the, you know, rodeos and parades, and they love trying to embarrass the heck out of me, which is absolutely amazing.
So you're going to be doing numerous appearances throughout the North State, you know, promoting, again, the 77th Reading Rodeo. We appreciate you being on our show tonight. What are some of the things that maybe people don't know about you that you would like to share in this moment?
In this moment, that I am wearing two different colored socks right now. You're welcome. Yep.
Is there a reason? Is that for luck? Are you superstitious?
I rushed so quickly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do? Don't you have cowboy boots on?
I do. So
well, then who's going to know?
See, that's, you know, there you go.
Well, listen, oftentimes I mismatch my socks and I wear them in boots and I don't care. One's short, one's tall.
No one
as long as they kind of have the same consistency, so one's not too thick, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, it's only when you think you got to take your boots off and you weren't realizing that, oh, my God, you know, it's kind of like when you have chipped toenails.
Yes.
Oh, I don't want anybody to see that.
Yes, and then you go straight to the nail salon right after.
So what else besides your two colored socks?
Something a lot of people don't know about me is, that one's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Enterprise High School.
All right.
Yeah, so I was a 2020 graduate, so I didn't really get a graduation. I got a parking lot graduation.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, it's totally okay. I don't mind. Yeah. But, you know, like, I was supposed to have this whole graduation and everything.
The COVID kid stuff that just really wrecked a lot of dreams.
Yeah.
But look at you. That didn't wreck yours.
Yeah.
Look what you're doing. You're elevated. And I think that's something when you're dealing with animals in a dream, when you can aesthetically touch and smell, like tonight when you came and you said, forgive me because I smell like horse. Well, of course. You're dealing with horses.
Yes.
And I happen to love the smell of horse.
That's good.
And you worked on your grandmother, with your grandmother on her farm, so you are probably no stranger to chores. and hard work.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, my grandmother, she was German, and she would have a triangle with a little metal stick.
Yes.
And so if I wasn't there at dinner time, she would be like, well, she's down with the horses. And she would come up with her little four-wheeler and be like, hey, I made dinner. And I'm like, but dinner, you know, I got to feed the horses first before, you know, I like to say I feed the horses first before I feed myself. Because, you know, that's my number one friend right there.
That's just great. And so you've got Honey. Now, Honey will be with you, providing that her foot is better.
Mm-hmm.
She will be your horse that you're going to be traveling with and doing all of your Miss Reading rodeo events with.
Yes, she will be. And also, I have to say this, but I will be having my rodeo dog with me as well. She's a 3-year-old German Shepherd mix named Wendy. She is the sweetest dog. So if anyone sees me, you know, riding around or, you know, with her, please come up and say hi. She's the most sweetest dog in the world. I made a jacket for her it's a jacket, and it says Miss Reading Rodeo 2025 Rodeo Dog. And it says it, and I love it, and I have to post about it because I haven't posted about it yet.
Oh, please. Now, will Wendy ride with you on the horse, or is it like a side cart and a motorcycle?
You know, I want the side cart and a motorcycle because I haven't gotten her up on there yet. I got her up on I had another horse, but I got her up there, but she hasn't gotten on Honey yet, and I'm waiting for the day that does happen.
Did you adopt her out of Haven? Or?
So I was working at a vet clinic at the time,
right?
And she was thrown out of a vehicle at the Anderson River Park, and the Good Samaritan brought her in. And, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I was kind of busy, and one of my good friends was like, hey, I need you to do this tech appointment. And I go, okay. So I went out there and I did the tech appointment, and it's just the sweetest dog anyone could imagine. Just rolled over, you know, gave me love, and I was like, oh. And then she told me her story, and she was like, but unfortunately, she's already been adopted. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Here, let me give you my phone number just in case it falls through.
Yeah.
She called me a week later and was like, hey, I still have this dog. Do you want her? And I go, you better drive here right now,
right,
so quickly.
We have a similar story with our dog. I don't have him here right now, but Buford T-Bot, who came in for Pet of the Week on a Friday morning with Haven Humane, and we were like, And the next thing you know, well, he was adopted, then he wasn't adopted. He'd been in the shelter for 72 days. But he's our baby now, and he's part shepherd, part husky, part something else, but he's our baby dog. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's showing me a picture.
She's a little sweet.
Well, we got to take a break. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I love your S-A-S-H-E-L-L-E, Sachelle Mitchell, our very own Miss Reading Rodeo 2025. And we'll be seeing you definitely all around town at these personal appearances. Or maybe we'll see you in one of the Gymkhanas.
Yes.
Or maybe we'll see you driving the animal regulation
around.
So yes. Thank you for coming into our view, into our station, and for this interview tonight.
No, thank you so much for having me. And please don't forget Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th, 2025. I don't want the stands packed for just two nights. I want the stands packed every single night.
And we are adding another night. So now we have four full. Mm-hmm. It's not just Bulls and Broncos on Wednesday night. It's a full rodeo,
yep,
which is, it means the Cowboy Channel hopefully comes out. You know, this world-renowned Cowboy Channel now comes out and broadcasts. It's a great time. Okay, coming up, something that's just really fun, and I don't even know if our listening audience is even aware of the fact that we've got these incredible designers in our North State here, and there's a big fashion show coming up on the 9th of November with 17 local designers. We're here to talk to Abby and to Jan when we come back after these messages. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. We'll be right back after this break.
A friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the reins once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoop-dee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoop-dee-tie-i-ay, I go my way.
back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only lawyer.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management.
Welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I am so thrilled that you had just heard the segment with Sichelle Mitchell. What a lovely, lovely lady with a promising future. I mean, she's just infectious. So that was a great choice. And I love how she said it was three times and for, there were a couple months out of the year. That's all she talked about was, you know, Reading Rodeo, Miss Reading Rodeo. And I just love the fact that her dream came true and she, she's going to slay, helping people to get involved in rodeo because it's so much more than what you just, you know, some people think, oh, it's animal cruelty, it's this and that. Well, no, it's a lifestyle. There's something about, rodeos that go back through many centuries of horsemanship. And that's the part that I like anyway. So when we talk about what it is, when we think about fashion and we think about history and we think about, through generations of, material and seamstressing and we think about our mothers and our grandmothers and those people who went before us, that had these beautiful, things that they created, it's wonderful for me tonight to have two guests with me. First of all, and I'm not really sure the exact your exact title, Abby. You would be the
executive director.
Executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance.
Correct.
And Jan Kearns, who is a reigning designer from the area. Good morning, Jan. How are you, Jan?
I'm good. How are
Let's
you?
Let's get you over there in front of that microphone a little
right
bit more.
There?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. And I say, good morning. So I've got all these different times that we're on doing our shows, but here we are on actually Halloween. Abby, let me ask you, when growing up, did you make your own Halloween costumes?
I did not. No, I actually didn't start sewing until late high school, early college.
And how did you get involved with the industry?
Well, when it came to graduating high school, I was really engaged in arts and studio arts, but I was just not really connecting with studio arts, and I wanted something more tangible and in the physical realm. And I was like, I want to be a fashion designer, like every little girl does, but I actually want to make my own clothes, my own costumes at that time.
So what would you say about what age was that? You were saying high school?
Yeah, I would say about 17 is when I started my senior project, and that was making 1800s gowns.
Oh! Yeah. My brother made my niece's Madrigal outfit. And my brother has not sewed since then, but he's a doctor, and so he's used to stitching. And when you look at we think about our Shasta Madrigals, those costumes, my brother made one of those.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's just amazing. So I think there's real artistry when you think about the stitch.
Yes.
And, or you look at a quilt and you think about all the work and the feeling and the history that goes behind those moments that are in handmade garments. And we're going to switch it over to Jan for a minute. Jan, I've had the great pleasure of knowing you and seeing your fun. You are, I wouldn't say whimsical. What would you call your style?
Oh, I don't know what I'd call my style. I really like classic design. I like that style, but I really love it when there's an element of surprise or an element of something that's just a little different or unexpected about it. So,
right. So the
kind
lining.
Of combining.
The
yeah.
lining or maybe like an interesting
right.
Applique or a button or something
right.
that has like a Jan Kern twist to it. You do have a style.
So it's fun. Yeah, I love playing with really interesting lining fabrics and something that maybe the wearer is the only person who knows that's there, but it makes it fun to wear.
So let's talk a little bit about, okay, with the two of you here tonight, and the Fashion Alliance, which is located, there's been a lot of changes.
Right.
And you are the actual workroom is downstairs at the, what do you call that building?
In the atrium downstairs.
In the atrium, right.
It's called the Atelier, and there are four of us who rent space from Reading Fashion Alliance, and we all sew there. So we have there basically it's our own sewing studio.
Yeah,
area.
It's fabulous, and you can see that, and everybody's very kind with each other. So you know, a lot of times when you see these these shows, and everybody's kind of I'm going to use the word, but I'm not going to go over the air. But I don't feel that at all. When I've been there before, you are all eyes on helping somebody to become better, and that's what you really do in the growth of what it to become great artists together.
That's really true. And for all of us, it's about having fun and enjoying it and being able to share the things that we know and the synergy and that comes out of that and the learning that happens out of that is just really exciting. So
tell us a little bit about your story, Jan. You've been in Reading and what brought you here, and let's talk about your fashion when you got the bug. And, growing up with that, what was it for you?
Well, I actually took sewing in school, junior high school, so I started sewing when I was
home
12.
Home ec.
Yep. Yes, back in the day.
Yeah, we had it when I was, we had home ec.
So, and unfortunately it doesn't exist anymore, but, so I started sewing at a pretty young age, and I always just sewed for myself or for making gifts for other people, kind of on and off. My initial career and degree was not at all around fashion. passion. It was, that was really just kind of a hobby and avocation for me. I was in education for 30 plus years. Mm. And so, and retired from that. And about that time I was still sewing and my daughter got married and I sewed all the ties for the wedding party. And, and she actually had her degree, a BA in fine art with an emphasis in fashion marketing. And so after that wedding, one thing led to another and we decided to start a business together called Gold Coast Goods. And so we were making men's, neckwear and accessories and it's still going. That was in 2013 and, that was the start of doing this on a more, kind of a more professional basis for me. So, took some classes and then about 22 years later, I was here in, I'd been in Reading since 79, but, there were a number of us that started, that were, we kind of discovered each other and discovered that there were a lot of designers in the area, but there weren't a lot of people that really knew how to sew. And so if you wanted to grow your business and have people that were going to help you sew, it was pretty hard to find people around. And that was really where Reading Fashion Alliance actually started. That was the kernel that started that, this organization. And so there were three of us that started it in 2015.
Reading Fashion Alliance started in 2015. Okay.
Yeah, that's when we started. We got our official nonprofit. We worked under the Shasta County Arts Council for the first couple of years until we were able to establish our own nonprofit, which happened in 2017. We have pretty much stayed in the downtown area, and the other wonderful things that have happened in this community since then is Reading's become, as you know, a cultural district, and we're right in the heart of that.
And that's so pretty fantastic that we became a cultural mm-hmm. district.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the accreditation that we don't take lightly.
Right, right.
So it just changes a lot of things with grants.
It does. It does. And it's really helped. The McConnell Foundation has been a wonderful partner and support.
Amazing.
Since the beginning, and that has just been a real joy and a treat for all of us. So.
Well, that's fantastic. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Abby, we'll go with Abby Young here, who is the executive director. How did you become executive director? What does that mean? And let's promote the show coming up. That is November 9th, Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. We want to make sure that you get your tickets, and there's different tiers in the tickets. And let's also talk about the proceeds from this event are going to support the educational and mentoring programs. We need mentoring programs. And there's something about working with your hands, just like we had Sechelle on earlier, and what it is to, you know, you do animal and clean a barn. And if you're working with groups of people and you're stitching and you're talking, I mean, I love the whole story about the Mormons with their, when they pull the quilts down and they have their circle, their sewing circles. And if you've ever been to anything like that, it's amazing because you're stitching, 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 and the stories during the stitching and, this whole sisterhood and not just, it's not just women, anybody that comes together and does this, the craft of fashion is an amazing thing. On this break, we'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Friday as we welcome Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's scheduled for tomorrow, but with the election coming up, yeah, we're still pretty sure he's going to be here. Let's find out what he thinks of the election. What about Trump's chance or Harris' chance on Tuesday? All of this Friday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Wedding businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Open now through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Step back to the turn of the 20th century and learn about the many forms of Art Nouveau. Explore the broad range of works by Czechoslovakian artist Alphonse Mucha and immerse yourself in timeless art. Presented by the J&D Jaramonti Family Fund. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Open now at Turtle Bay. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Welcome back to our show here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. That was kind of interesting, but, you know, I think David at the helm, how are you tonight?
Doing good.
All right.
Some runway music.
That was kind of an interesting, because what this segment is going to go into is that on November 9th, we have 17 designers that are going to be showing. Each designer has three individual looks. Now, Abby Young is with us, who is the executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
And so kind of share with us, like, along the spectrum of what we're going to be seeing.
Mm-hmm. So this is our annual fundraiser gala. So this is to fundraise for future programs, which I'll get into that a little bit later. But this is a runway. So, yes, we have 17 local designers. They are making everything from scratch. This is Artisan Avenue, the Craft of Fashion. And it's all about artisanal techniques. So it's everything from very traditional to couture, anything that takes, you know, really hand-done, non-manufactured techniques. And it takes a lot of time. It's a lot of artistry that's put into this. And there are so many different designs.
How fun. Okay, now, for our listeners tonight, and we're going to keep pushing this out, is that Eventbrite is where you can get your tickets.
Correct.
And there's different, you have the VIP. Yes. Let's talk about your different levels.
Yeah, so we have general admission, which is $60, and that's just to come. We are going to provide food. It is going to be Nigerian food, and that's locally sourced. It is going to be hors d'oeuvres, so it's going to be authentic. We have wine from New Clairvaux, and you also just get to come in, and there's an Art Hunger is putting on an art exhibit that is fashion-based. So you kind of get the whole package deal. But with VIPs, you get a gift box that has something super special in it that's unique to you. And you also get the first viewing of the art show that is done by Carlo Henry is the director of it, and he will be doing a personal walkthrough of the gallery, and you get complimentary champagne, and you also get front row seating.
Now let's talk about where the venue is for yes. this particular fashion show, because my mind's all over the place with the art. The person, Carlo.
Carlo.
Okay, so where is it?
Yeah, so this is at the historical IOOF Hall.
Where they have the downstairs, the gallery.
Absolutely, yes. Okay. So this is kind of a collective event because the Arts and Cultural District is a huge sponsor of this year's fundraiser. And so we are having it at the IOOF Hall with Viva Downtown and Art Hunger as a collaboration to make something magical that is all downtown.
I like that. Okay. And so what are VIP? How much are VIP?
VIPs are $90.
Oh. So for $90, you get this. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's a great thing. And you know that this money is going to be going for, like you said, programs. Let's talk about the mentoring programs. Like, for instance, give us three examples of the programs.
Yeah. So this is the mentorship program. So we've had some, you know, mentorship programs in the past. But this one is going to be different because this one is geared towards, you know, the graduating high schoolers who are wanting to pursue maybe the arts or fashion. And also, this is going to be geared towards the individuals who went into fashion school and just graduated college. So they're looking for an avenue of maybe further education or maybe hands-on experience and want to stay local. So this is going to teach them how to create a curriculum and how to teach students. They're going to learn how garment construction works. They get funded a certain amount to make a garment, and they get one-on-one mentorship with one of our designers, which is going to be Deb Portalance, and she has a master's degree in fashion. So this is a really unique program because you don't have to go into fashion school to learn the, from basic to intermediate to advanced, wherever the student is at. So we'll select three students, and it'll be a four-month-long program.
Wow. Okay. That's very exciting to me. And so those students will then be chosen when?
So we are going to, for this fashion show, all the proceeds will go to that program.
Okay.
So once we get that program rebooted, we'll see how much funds we got, and that will really determine how many participants we can have in this program.
I think
program.
You said you choose three. Mm-hmm. So then you'll have people that will resume, interview, whatever it is.
Yes. To see,
because that is invaluable, what you're offering is just, who wouldn't if you're,
right.
Thinking about design or fashion, right, and you can't maybe go away to San Francisco or someplace that you can get that right here. And that's the beauty of our Reading Fashion Alliance.
And it's a free education as well. The students do not have to pay a thing. They just have to show up.
And that's why it's important to buy the $90 tickets or the $60 tickets for this upcoming fashion show on November 9th. So that's Eventbrite. And the event is called Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Mm-hmm. And so get your tickets now. I'm 17 local designers, each showing three. Jan, you've got three, and I have been blessed and honored that you've asked me to wear one of your creations. And I'm telling everybody, oh, my God, I've seen it from the art of the painting or the watercolor, mm-hmm. into...
It's a muslin.
Muslin.
It's actually made out of a muslin fabric.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So muslin fabric, and right. Then you go into... Now, then you had the idea with the fabrics you were going to use, so now we're in that part of it.
Right. So then what we did is I worked with you on the design. I got all of your measurements so that I was then able to make that first muslin to be sure it would fit you, because one of the most important things about any good design is that it really fits well, and that you really know the difference between something that fits a person and doesn't. So that's something that's super important. So So we did that, made that, and then after we had a couple of fittings, right? And then then I made it in the fabric. So, and I'm just currently finishing it up now. So it's pretty exciting.
It's a beautiful, let me tell you, it's a beautiful one of a kind piece. I'm very excited to be in the show and in the energy of what's going to be happening that night. And you've got these are all local women, mm-hmm. like myself and men, that are going to be wearing these designers' fashions for the night with, 17, when you think about times three, you're in for a good show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you have any closing thoughts that you care to share, Abby, with our listeners regarding everything Fashion Alliance and about that night?
Yeah, I think that supporting events like this really gives artists a voice. And sewing is a lost art, and it's incredible that we have so many local designers here. And so it's important to come out and to encourage these designers to keep going. And all of these individuals have businesses as well. So this is supporting their business, their dream, their artistry. And as an alliance, this is what this is about.
Okay, that's great. Jan?
I just I'm really excited to be able to be a part of it and be able to show the things that I'm doing and just having a lot of fun making things and really working with some wonderful models like you. It's been a joy and a pleasure all the way through the process.
So. And Rebecca is going to be right. wearing something, and I've watched kind of the steps with her
right.
blue, beautiful blue garment.
Right. So
and your third model is
Dana Silverstein. So
okay, yes.
she's modeling a coat a swing coat.
Fantastic.
So it will be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, you've got makeup and hairstylists. So all the people that are involved in this kind of art scene, mm-hmm. because makeup is art and hair is art, are going to be involved in this cultural evening.
Absolutely.
Art, yep. Nigerian food, wine, who's the winery?
Nuclear Bow.
Okay.
Yes, and the Nigerian.
The whole downtown thing.
Yeah, and the Nigerian food is a new couple that just moved into Sizzles, and I believe it's called Alhari.
Can't wait.
Yeah, African cuisine. So this is going to be just a fun downtown event.
Well, thank you so much mm-hmm. for joining us. And David, do you have any questions? The time and the place, November 9th, and again, the time is from 6 to 9 in. What's the downtown place again? It's called?
IOOF Hall. It's a big purple building downtown.
Now, our studios are downtown 1326 Market Street, so we can literally walk down in the mall. You pass New Clevo, and then IOOF is right there.
Yep, yep.
All right. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to North State Now with Linda Bott. Thanks so much. And Miss Reading Rodeo, Sechelle Mitchell was on in the early segment. You can always go back and hear our show in the archives at KCNR1460.com. We appreciate your support, and thank you so much for Shasta Meadows Wellness for sponsoring our show tonight. Of course, if you are ever thinking that you're not feeling well, I'm all about doing the vitamin infusions. It's really helped with me. And so I just think that they're great over there at Shasta Meadows Wellness. And I'm going to sign off at this point. Thank you, David, for anchoring the show. And good night. Have a beautiful night and make it a safe Halloween. Let me take a step back.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.